The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Subis daf kuf yud. We have the end of a long, hard mesechta, a wonderful opportunity. There's not many places in Shas where the sugya of Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, the halachic parameters of Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael is discussed by Richus. This is one of the few places in Shas. It's an opportunity to Zechariah to delve into an Indian that's not commonly discussed. We have by us in the Mishnah, HaKoyel Malon Eretz Yisrael. The din of Hakol Malon Eretz Yisrael is that one could take Rashi's Hakol Malon as Kol B'nei Beisoy, Odom Koyfer Lalois V'Leishiv Imoy B'Yerushalayim. Person, because of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, because of the Milo of Eretz Yisrael, one can force halachically, we're talking here Dine Momenis, he can force his wife to come with him in terms of her Chiyuv, that she's Meshubatim. She, the Gemara says, can force him. If not, then she could demand to be able to go up to Eretz Yisrael, get a get with a Ksuba. She's not considered a meredith. In any case, the imperative of going to Eretz Yisrael is machayiv family members, a husband and a wife, to each other. What exactly is this kedushas haoretz that the Gemara goes into a whole discussion? What's the loyelam adam, yodam Eretz Yisrael afilu biyeshuru ba'evdi kachovim va'al yodam b'chutz laoretz? What exactly is din shekol ador Eretz Yisrael doime kimishi yesh la'eloika v'chol ador b'chutz laoretz? Strong words, doime kimishi en la'eloika. Then the Gemara goes on to a whole discussion of the kedusha and the milah of Eretz Yisrael. So let's try to get the gedorim a little bit clearer. What exactly creates Kedusha Sa'aretz? We have a Rambam in the beginning of Trumas, where those are the halachas of mitzvah at Luisbarts. If somebody would ask us what is Kedusha Sa'aretz Yisrael, the first thing that comes to mind is that there are mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael that are not noig b'chutz la'aretz. Just an interesting medrash. Pasuk in Shirashim, Ani Yesheinu V'li Bi'er. The Chazal comment, V'li Bi'er 270 Bizman HaZeh. Without the mitzvahs then again to Tumah V'Tayra or Kodshim and Tayris, there's only 270 out of 613 mitzvahs which are negatas. Shows us how deficient we are in terms of shleimus without the mitzvahs that are shayach to Eretz Yisrael, Beis Hamikdash. But the first mitzvahs that spring to mind when one Eretz Yisrael are the mitzvahs at Luis Baritz. And that's where the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Trumas, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, talks about what's called in the Gemara Kibush Yochid and Kibush Rabim. The Gemara says this is a sugya in the beginning of Gittin. In other places, Kibush Rabim, that which was done by the Rabim, Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael, they captured most of Eretz Yisrael. Thereafter, there were further acquisitions in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara discusses a place called Lechaira. It's the same place as what's called today Syria. The Gemara calls it Syria, even though the part of Syria is Aram Narai, it might be different. That's part of the part of Syria, which is Aram Naraim, is yes in Syria. Other parts might not be. But in any case, the Gemara says that Syria was a kivush yochid al yidei David HaMelech. Therefore, it was not niskadish with the full kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It has kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and that's what I'd like to discuss: the din of kibush Eretz Yisrael and what creates the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says over there again, the beginning of Hilchos Truma, the kibush yochid. Af Be'eretz Yisrael Shehuftach Lavrom, there's Chalokim of Eretz Yisrael that were promised Avram Avinu that were never captured. There are parts that had Kedushas Arts. The Kedushas Arts that we have today is a Toitzo of the Kedusha which Klal Yisrael, what's called Oile Bovel, created when they came back to Eretz Yisrael after Churban Bayis Rishon. There were places in Eretz Yisrael that were not recaptured that might today not have Kedushas Haaretz. We'll see legabi what yeah, legabi what not. And this is a whole discussion with the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, exactly where yeah, where not, as far as the Oile Bovel. It's one of the main issues of concern. This is Shemitah, with keeping, to know which areas have Kedushas Shviyas, the south of Eretz Yisrael, the several suffix. There's the area called the Arava. And in the Arava itself, there are those that hold that the whole Arava does not have Kedushas Haaretz L'gabei Shviyas. There are those that are mechal between the Arava Tzafon, the Arava Darom, the north part of the Arava and the south part of the Arava. We're talking about further down from Beersheva, the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Nafkamina is over there mostly. We have vegetables that are grown over there. Lettuce is a big seller. Befrat, that lettuce, the bug-free lettuce that used to be grown in Aza, in Gush Katif, is now grown in that part of Eretz Yisrael. So it's a question exactly what has Kedushas Arts, what doesn't, a major halachic implications Legavi Shvitz. And the Rambam says over there that even the parts of Eretz Yisrael that was promised to Avram Avinu, if it was captured only in the format of Kibush Yochid, meaning say that Dovid HaMelech captured Surya before he had captured all of Eretz Yisrael, therefore the Gemara says that's called Kibush Yochid, it does not have the full Kedushas Haaretz. It's not that the whole Eretz Yisrael that was given Avraham Avinu was captured, and thereafter Dovid HaMelech added on to Eretz Yisrael, but it was captured before, therefore it does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael that was captured properly by Klal Yisrael. Kibush Yochid Loishme Kibush, Me Kibush, but it does not have the full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Gabi Surya, which the Gemara says is Kibush Yochid, which does not have the full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says that that is not in, even in the area of Eretz Yisrael that was promised to Avraham Avinu. What we're talking about in the Rambam is something that was in the Gvulim of what was promised to Avraham Avinu, but it was captured with the Kibush Yochid. The Rambam says that it does not have the full Kedushas Eretz Kedei She'inagu Bo Mitzvos. Says the Mari Korkis, the Mefarish and Hilchus Trum is on the side of the Rambam. Over there we don't have the Magid Mishnah. Mari Korkis says that the Rambam is Meduyik, that there's no Kedushas Haaretz Legabe Mitzvos. Legabe Mitzvos at Luis Bart, which is the discussion of the Gemara of Surya. But it sounds like since it was promised to Avraham Avinu, it still has the Kedushas Haaretz Legabe Mitzvos Yishuv Haaretz. And as I state beforeish in the Sefer Kafta Veferech, Kafta Veferech is a Sefer, one of the Rishonim, Rebbe Shteri Aparchi, in the 1300s, traveled there to Yisrael Orko Lorokho, which was a very rare occurrence in those days, and he wrote the first comprehensive Sefer that we have from the Kadmoinim on Kedushas Haaretz, the Gvulim, the different places in Eretz Yisrael, describe the different Kvarim, and where they are, there's a lot of valuable information Legabi Halochos of Eretz Yisrael in the Sefer Kafta Veferech, and again, it's from Rishon. And he says, Mufurish, that according to the Rambam, the Gemara by us that's talking about HaKoyel Oil in Eretz Yisrael is not only on that which was captured with the Kivush Rabim, which has full Kedushas Haaretz, even the places which have a halacha of Kibush Yochid, if it's part of the Gvulim that were promised to Avraham Avinu, which are brought, we're not going to get into the Protim. There's one Sugi in Gittin Daf Beis, there's a whole discussion, what are the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael of the Islagabi Get, which with Lishmo. That's one place that it's discussed later on in Gittin. Other places, that we're not going to get into. I want to discuss only the Klolim. And the Kafta Beferech and the Mari Korkis are telling us that there's a separate din of Mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael, of Mitzvahs Yishuv Haaretz, more properly said. And as a result, the Gemara by us, HaKoyel Oilin Eretz Yisrael, the din to be Koyfer, the Maila of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, to go live there, has nothing to do with Mitzvah Tluiz Baaretz. If there's Kivush Yochid, Kivush Yochid does not properly give Eretz Yisrael its Kedusha, Legabi all the dinim, but Legabi Mitzvahs Yishuv Haaretz and Legabi HaKoyel Oilin Eretz Yisrael, it's shaykh to the land that was promised to Avraham Avinu, that has a Kedusha unto its own. And L'chayri, even that, which we'll see in Yitz Hashem, which was not recaptured by the Oilei Bavel in the beginning of Bayi Sheni, will also have that din of Yishuv Haaretz. Let's take this a step further. Over there, the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Halacha Trum, is the Halacha Dalet, the Radbaz, who's the other Kadmoin, who's Mefarish on the Rambam over there, says that a Kivush Rabim, which again, we said that a Kivush Rabim, properly gives Eretz Yisrael its Kedusha. Any place that was captured by the Rabbim in the Seder Ha Kibush has Kedusha Saaretz, meaning say they captured already all of Eretz Yisrael and they captured something else. If it's outside the parameters, Lamashal, if Melech Yisrael, if Melech Yehoshaphat, after all of Eretz Yisrael is captured, would decide to make a military expedition and capture Saudi Arabia, how right it should be that way. if he would capture Saudi Arabia, even though it's a kibush rabim because it was done with the Sanhedrin, with a melech, after all of Eretz Yisrael proper was captured, since it's not part of the Kedushas HaMokim, does not have the Kedushas HaMokim that was promised to Avram Avinu, it'll have the din of Chiv Mitzvahs, it'll have the din of Mitzvahs HaTluis Ba'aretz, that's totally in kibush. We'll discuss that further. But Legabi Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the mile of living in Eretz Yisrael, that it won't have. The one who talks about this Barichus is Rabban Kotler, Zatzal Nashir and Mishnah Rabban in Zroyim Simen Yutes. So again, we have two principles over here. We have that the parameters of Mitzvahs Yishuv Oretz, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the din that we have by us in the Suga of Akol Olin Eretz Yisrael, the Stolui, in the inherent Kedusha that was there from Avram. By the way, there was Kedusha before Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, Legabi Mitzvahs Yishuv Oretz, because we see that Avram, Shteit Medish Mufurish, that Avram Avinu was only Zoiche to have Yitzchok because he was living in Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael wasn't just that it would have in the future Kedusha, it had Kedusha be May Avram Avinu. We'll see it developed further. But in any case, the Kedusha inherent of Eretz Yisrael, Mitzad the Eretz, which is Eretz Hashem Hashem Lekecho Bo, the Rabban and then the Parshas Masi discusses Barichus, the Maila, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It's not under the influence of Sar Mal Yoinim. We'll discuss that Yitz Hashem. Legabi the Gemara by us called Komisha Dor Buchutzlar, it's Dem Kimishan Le'eloika. In any case, the Kedusha that's inherent in Eretz Yisrael, nothing to do with what was captured and what wasn't captured, that is totally in the Gvulim of what was promised to Avram Avinu. The Seder HaKibush, where Kibush Rabim, where Eretz Yisrael was captured, and thereafter the borders of Eretz Yisrael could be expanded on, that is the din which creates Mitzvah Tluis Baretz. Surya, which was a Kibush Yochid, because it was not captured as part of the proper Seder HaKibush, would only have a din. That din would not give it the full Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael, Legabe the Mitzvah Tluis Ba. What exactly is the geder of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which creates the din that we have by us in the Sugya of Ish V'Isha Koifin Lalois? Which din is that? Is that a din that's totally in the Eretz Yisrael and Mitzvahs HaTluya is Baret? Or is it the din of Eretz Yisrael, which is totally in the Mitzvahs Yishuv Haaretz, Mitzvah the Kedusha, the Ma'ala of Eretz Yisrael, which has to do with the Gvulim of Avram, nothing to do with the Kibush? So there is a Tashbitz that speaks about Barichutz, a famous Chuvah Tashbitz that all the Achrenim that talk on the subject, most notably the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva in Yerideya Simon Reish Lamedal. It's a famous Tshuva because he discusses the terrible earthquake that was in Tzvas in 1837, and he discusses that part of the Inyan, part of the punishment, the Midas Adin, that was then had to do with the fact that most of the Olam there in Israel chose to live in Tzvas. He says Yerushalayim was Tevei El Boino. A long Tshuva's Chassam Sofer over there, and the Chassam Sofer argues on the Tashbitz, who says that the reason why there's a din of Koifan Lalis Eretz Yisrael is because of the Mitzvahs HaTluyos. Chassam Sofer, there's also a long Tshuva's Marit in this, that they say that it has to do with the Maila that's inherent in Eretz Yisrael. It makes sense that way, because in Isha, Bederech Chal doesn't have the Mitzvah HaTluyos Baret. As far as Tshuva's Maisus, the produce in the field Bederech Chal is not earth. So why should she be Koifer her husband to be Oyla L'Eretz Yisrael? Why should she be able to be Kaifa? What does that have to do with her Kiyam Mitzvahs? And why should you be able to be Kaifa somebody else to be Mekayim a Mitzvah? Masha'enke, the Mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, one's quality of life, it's not just the specific Kiyam Mitzvah, the quality of life is a different quality of life. That's what the Ramban says in Parshas Maaseh, that the Mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael has to do with the Kedushas HaMokom, it's a different life. So Mela, one can upgrade one's quality of life by going to Eretz Yisrael, and that is a chiyuv, ish v'isha have a chiyuv zeloze. So that's a machloikis between the Chassam Sofer and the Marit against the Tashbitz. Now, the mitzvahs yish of Eretz Yisrael, we just got finished saying, has to do with the Kedushas HaMokom mitzad the Haftochas Avrom. On the other hand, we find in the Gemara, in Gittin Daf Ches, in Surya, like we mentioned, Surya was captured by David HaMelech. Surya was captured by what's called Kibush Yochid. It does not have the full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara still says over there that by Surya, the Gemara says that Mitzad Mitzvahs Kedushas Eretz, if there's a chance to buy a house on Eretz Yisrael, one could, first of all, one could complete the transaction on Shabbos. even though normally Mekkel in this is the Ramban on Shabbos, they will Mekkel, Chazal will Mekkel Mipnei the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. And the Gemara says over there, that's true on the Suri also. There's a heter, let's say, of telling a guy to write up a deed if the sale is at risk, one could finish up the sale, one could write the deed on Shabbos. So which din is Toluy in the Havtochot Avraham Avinu? And which din do we find by Suri, even though it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, which is Shaykh Taftochas Avraham Avinu, it still is a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, that we would waive an Issur Derabbanan in order to facilitate buying a field in Surya. So let's take this a step further. There's a fascinating diuk which the Achrayim point out, that in Gittin Davches it says over there like this, Moichar Avdei L'Surya Mishachroroi. If somebody sells an Eved to somebody who's going to Surya, he's not allowed to force the Eved to go with his new order into Surya. Rashi says over there, why? Because also lots is Meretz Yisrael. Now, we're talking about going to Surya. So that means that Surya is considered chutz la'aretz legabe this din, that moichar avdei l'Surya mishachre, as if he sold him to chutz la'aretz. On the other hand, we're saying now that when we're talking about buying a field in Surya, the Gemara says that one could be over on the Isser, a shvus on Shabbos, because of a mitzvah Yishuv Haaretz. So what we see over here is that l'cha'ira, there's two distinct dinim in mitzvahs Yishuv Haaretz. Two distinct dinim. And like we said, there's two parts of mitzvahs Yishuv Haaretz. There's the part mitzvah, the kedusha samokim, the maila of living in the king's palace, the maila of living in the mokoim, hamuvtachas l'Avraham Avinu, the mokoim where the Ribbono Shel Olam is mashpia in a different way. That's one. And then there's the second din, like we said, of mitzvah tluyos baretz. We already spoke out that there's a machlokes. Which din is the imperative of our sugya of akoil malan l'eretz Yisrael? So here we see that surya is cholik from one din to the other. What's interesting is that the Gemara discusses, in that Gemara of surya, the Gemara talks about koine soda b'surya. The Gemara above a kamadav peyam and beis that discusses the mitzvah of buying real estate in Eretz Yisrael doesn't say buying a field. The Gemara says over there it's a mitzvah liknes bayis Eretz Yisrael. What's the chilek? Says the Rav Chavah that in Eretz Yisrael proper, which is the mokim uftachas lavrom, the kedusha is mitzad the mokim that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Eretz Hashem Hashem lekecha bo. That's the ikur kedusha. So it's over there. The ikur mitzvah is living in Eretz Yisrael. Ikur of a person's living is with a house. So the Gemara discusses the ikur mitzvah in terms of buying a house to be able to live to live out one's life in the atmosphere of Kirvus Elikim, in the Kirvus Hashkina. Masha'inkin, if we're talking about Surya, and Surya is not part of the Mokum that was given to Avraham Avinu, it's not part of that part of the world which has a special Kedusha, mitzad the Mokum itself, but because it was Nichbash, it's part of the Kibush of Klal Yisrael, over there the Halach is that it has a certain amount of Kedusha, the Arts Legabe Mitzvahs Hatluya is Baret. In that context, the Gemara talks about soda. Mitzvah tluyos baretz, one's not mekayim in the house, they're mekayim in a field. So here we have very clearly, in the sugya of Surya, that the two parts of mitzvahs, Yishuv Haaretz, is one part mitzvah at tluyos baretz, and that has to do with the kibush, and that's why there's a whole discussion in Surya. Was the kibush a proper kibush? Kibush yachid shmei kibush, loy shmei kibush. And if it's not a proper kibush that doesn't have all the gedarim of the mitzvah, mitzad the mokim of Eretz Yisrael, even if there was no kibush. Like we said, in the second Beis Hamikdash, there were places in Eretz Yisrael that were not captured by the Oile Bovel, and still the ikim mitzvah lodu by Eretz Yisrael, mitzad the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, is totally in that. It's totally in the place of Eretz Yisrael that was given to Avraham Avinu mitzad the inherent kedusha samokim. Those they're two distinct dinim, and like we said, the mitzvah that's by us in the sugya makes it l'chayetz more mistaber, not like the tashbitz, like the marit and the chasam sefer. That din is totally that kol elin Eretz Yisrael is totally in the inherent kedusha and the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael mitzad the ma'alas hamokim. The tashbitz asks the kasha with suya, and he doesn't say this piece of Hakol Eretzol because he's l'shitosoi that Hakol Eretzol is also mitzvah mitzvah tluyos baretz. So Meli doesn't have this test. He doesn't have two distinct dinim. What's interesting is that Tosfos and Gittin Dav Beis over there is the discussion of the Gvulim Eretz Yisrael. And the what says over there, there's a discussion about Akko, Me'akko Keretz Yisrael, whether Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael that was Nichbash Ayde Oile Bovel. Tosis points out that if the Oile Bovel did not capture Akko, then it would be Mutter. He brings a Gemara over there, Menashki Bekipi Da Akko. The Amiroim that left Akko, whether they treated it as going out of Chutzlot, well, if they were living in Akko, they were already in Chutzlot. It was not part of the kibush of the Oile Bovel. Taisu says that then it would be mutter to go out from there. Taisu brings a raya that it would be mutter to go from there to Chutzlot. If it's not part of what has Kedusha said, so in kibush, in terms of kibush, there would be no iser of lotzeis la'aretz Yisrael. The Ritva says over there, no. The Ritva says over there that the iser of going out of Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with the mitzvah at Luis Bar. It's nothing to do with the kibush. It has to do with the land that was given to Avraham Avinu. That's the Rabban Shlalem, special corner of the world where he's mashgich in a different way. It has a kedusha. So we see mamish this discussion of the Tashbitz, the Marit and the Chassam Sefer in Rishonim. The Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael, would that be totally in the Mokam HaKibush, or that would be totally in the inherent Kedusha which is in the Mokam? One last point we'll just point out. The Gemara discusses, the Gemara in Sotah Daf Yudal, Moshe Rabbeinu begged the Rabban Shem to come to Eretz Yisrael, v'chilechum imperio. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu need to come to Eretz Yisrael? What did Moshe Rabbeinu have from living in Eretz Yisrael? To eat Peres Haaretz. The Gemara discusses back and forth what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. The Rishonim already point out, L'chayit is a simple Teretz, you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. So L'chayit, there should be a Poshka Teretz. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was in Eretz Yisrael that was Niskadish because he was in Eivar Yarden. What did Moshe Rabbeinu not have an opportunity to do? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have an opportunity to be Mekayim Mitzvah HaTluyos Baretz, because the Mitzvah HaTluyos Baretz of Eivar Yarden was only in Niskadish when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Could be that the Mokum was Niskadish, but the Mitzvah HaTluyos Baretz weren't there yet. The Rovat Shava says a gewaldige chap. The Rovat Shava says that Moshe Rabbeinu was in part of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi doesn't have a mitzvah of kibush. Shevet Levi wasn't in the army. If there's no mitzvah of kibush, there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. He understands that the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz is mitzvah of kibush, not mitzvah of etzem mokum. If you what we're saying, the ikar mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz is mitzvah of mokum, but it could be that mitzvah of the mokum Moshe Rabbeinu was mekayim because he was in Eivar Yarden. We'll discuss this further in the next Shem Yetzer Shem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.